The melody is number 78 in our hymn book, and the song is something else. Thank you. 162. Praise God. Oh, the wonderful word of God. Praise God. We heard about that. 162 for the words. Okay. How not in our book, but it says, the soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, never forsake. Now, do I expect you to remember that? No. But those that know it, please sing it loud, okay? Let's stand together and we'll sing in closing.
The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not deserve to his foe. That soul that hath endeavor to save, I'll never.
I'm so glad for all the things that we heard tonight. I felt the Lord's hand was certainly in all of that. And I'm glad Sister Ruth emphasized, as she did, a love for the Word of God. Now, as we had our prayer meeting this afternoon, which I felt was a very precious time in God's presence, I was thinking, one day we're going to have to leave camp soon. Then what? And we prayed, as we even prayed tonight, Lord, put a hunger in my heart for Jesus. You know, God wants to do that. That'll help us to keep seeking Him when we get back home. When we sense that drawing of the Holy Ghost, God puts that hunger in our heart for Jesus, to keep in His presence, to continue in His blessing. And then I thought, and the Lord would like to somehow give us such a sight of Jesus at camp that when we go back home, the world has lost its luster. You know, you get something new and shiny. After a while, it loses its luster, and it's not as attractive as it was at one time. You know, the Lord likes to do that for us. We go back to the world, and it's lost something. But a light has come into our soul. The beauty of Jesus has shined upon us. And we're not interested in the things of the world like we used to be, perhaps. And then, I think Sister Ruth, the Lord used her to bring us that third point. God wants to put into our hearts a love for His Word.
Amen.
A real love for the Bible. That it becomes a new book to us. That we pick it up and we take time over it and we meditate in the Scriptures. And Jesus reads those words to us.
Amen.
It's one thing to read the Word of God. It's another thing to have the Holy Spirit read the Word to you. And you hear the voice of the Lord in those words, calling you, loving you, encouraging you. And so, in these days yet, before we go home, let's pray those things. Lord, strengthen my desire for You. Let me feel the longing of Jesus over my life when I get back home. And help me to respond, to get away with Him, to spend some time with Him, and allow Him to draw me after Himself. Lord, cause the world to lose its luster. And, oh, Jesus, help me to be taken up with You and Your kingdom as never before. And Lord, give me a love for the Bible and help me to read it and help me to pray it into my heart and help me to live it. Amen. Praise God. Now, Lord, we want to thank You for meeting us today as You have in Your great mercy, great love. Thank You for the way in which the Holy Spirit moves in our midst and uses one another to speak to us. Oh, it's the self-same Spirit working in each one to make Jesus more real and precious to us. And You have. Lord, we believe You have made Yourself more precious to us today. And You'll keep that for us as we go to our knees and then as we retire to our places tonight. We pray that that sweet presence of Jesus will seal that work of God which You have wrought within our hearts. We don't have to lose it, Lord, but You can establish it in our lives so that You have something more to build upon. You're the master builder, Lord. You're doing a wonderful work in every one of us. We want to thank You for that. So we commit ourselves to You and the covering of Your precious blood. Let us go with Your blessing, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you would like to wait on the Lord further, we'd like to give you that opportunity. When you need to get to your rooms, go to bed. Amen.
I walk in circles. breath, oh God, a breath. Sometimes our ministers would discern that the Lord was walking around in the meeting, laying his hands on different ones. Jesus himself was doing it. Perhaps he's doing that tonight. He sees our hungry hearts. He's coming to minister to us. Believe for your portion. He has enough for everyone. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. These things have to go down deep. Times like this, that's exactly what Jesus is doing. These truths, these lights, these desires of the Holy Ghost, he's setting deep into our souls. Hallelujah. It's good to give him time.